everybody. My name's Chris.
I'm Jordan.
And
listen, we're about to talk about some music. It's about to get real in here. This is Chris. I'm Jordan. We both go to UF, University of Florida, in Gainesville. It's whack, but we're here and we are living it up. Not really, but we out here.
So, I'm so glad that you took the intro over. That was a lot more charismatic.
Yeah.
So thank you for that, because that was about to be a real rough introduction to this podcast.
Yeah. So listen, what we're doing is we're starting a podcast. We're just two dope black dudes that love some music. And being black, obviously, we're dedicated to hip-hop, but we do have love for cultures of all kinds.
I'm pretty sure you're the first black person to call me a dope black dude, and I think I appreciate that. I think I appreciate that.
Listen, like, you gotta love your own before you can love anybody else. That's a fact. But
word.
Yep.
Love.
All right, so how are we're gonna kick this off, Chris?
Honestly, I just wanted to do like some background information, just let everybody know some stuff about us, where we're from, like what we're studying and stuff like that. So if you want to go first,
then okay,
I'll follow up.
Yeah. So, this is Jordan speaking.
That's actually a great distinction.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
All right, you'll get used to our voices sooner or later, but for now, this is Jordan speaking.
You can't keep that up.
Yes. I'm from New Jersey, originally. Grew up there for about 6 or 7 years. New Brunswick, New Jersey. So if that means anything to you, then but all right. I moved a lot when I was younger. I moved to Florida first. Then I moved to Texas for like half a year, which is real weird, but it's real nice actually. Nice in Texas.
You lived in Texas for
I did year? Live in Texas.
I didn't know that. I lived in Texas for a year.
Wow.
What part of Texas did you
live? I lived in Dallas.
I lived in Wichita Falls. Stop that's it. That's like 2 hours north of Dallas. How have we never talked about this? People, we've known each other for what, like 2 or 3 years?
3 years now.
And I feel like, you know, when you like talk to someone, you like come across weird stuff like that, and the fact that I had no idea you lived in Dallas.
It's true. Yes. I live in Dallas. That's people really in funny. Texas are nice. Listen, don't let
people in Texas are nice.
People, they're really nice. Texas is clean as hell. I don't know why, but it's not a problem, honestly. So I moved. I moved back to Florida. Then I moved to Jersey again. And
I like how you said it, like inquisitively. This is, I don't know how that.
It's kind of crazy, honestly. And then I moved back to Florida. Then I ended up there, graduated there. I was pretty much a shit in high school. That's a different story. That's a different story. We're
also
in college now.
Extremely modest.
I'm the humble one. So yeah, that's pretty much me. My parents are Jamaican. They were born and raised there. My grandfather's Chinese, so that's a dope fact to throw in there. So I'm Jamaican and Chinese. That's my fun fact if we're doing that.
I mean, you're supposed to save that. For, I mean, well, you can just repeat it because, I mean, I'm not going to forget that.
Okay.
So, well, yeah, we'll come back to that.
All right.
Like I said earlier, this is Chris talking now. My name's Chris. I'm from New Orleans, Louisiana, born and raised there. Gretna, to be specific, West Bank's the best bank.
Hey.
after Hurricane Katrina, so when I was like 12 or 13, we ended up moving, like a year after that, we moved to Wichita Falls, Texas. And then a year after that, we moved to Tampa, Florida. I didn't move around like a lot. My mom was in the Air Force. I'm not like a military brat or anything like that, but like we did move around a decent amount. Went to high school in Florida and then, you know, came to UF. I graduated last year and now I'm here for grad school, hanging out with my little bro. I don't know why it took us this long to do this podcast.
Like, make any sense.
Literally, but I mean, I don't know about him, but I'm definitely one of those people that starts something, like finishes maybe a fifth to an eighth of it.
Yeah.
just to say that I started it and then like it just kind of sits there.
Yep.
So it's awesome that we finally jumped into this maybe 2 years too late. But
it's never too late, honestly.
You're right. Better late than that. So obviously, like we said, we're gonna be talking about music, as well as other things, but for the most part, you know, this is definitely gonna be a music talk podcast. So let's just talk about like some of your favorite artists, so that people kind of get an idea if they even want to keep listening to the show or not.
Okay, definitely. Yeah. So
we don't want to like lead you astray. Like if you came here for country music, this is probably it.
You can go.
Yeah,
you can go. So pretty much,
I fucks with Struggle. What's his name? Strugel Simpson?
That's how you say it?
I think so. That Strugel? Album was fire, though.
Strugel?
Strugel? Sturgill?
I thought it was Sturgill.
Sturgill? It's Sturgill.
Strugel.
All right, I think I called him Strugel the first time, but I can't. Strugel. I can't not do it.
Strugel sounds right, honestly. I mean, it's country. anything happens in that world. So, yeah. So, honestly, my favorite artist of all time. And I'll tell you exactly how he became my favorite artist. Oh, his name is Kanye West.
I'm going to do a quick ditto on that so I don't have to reiterate. Have to repeat. Yeah.
So, let me tell you about... No, I won't even tell you about Kanye West. I'll tell you why I love Kanye West.
Yeah, we got to talk about other stuff. We'll have a Kanye... I mean, this 100% going to be a Kanye episode.
Absolutely.
So, if you don't like Kanye, we'll warn you about that in advance, obviously. Because we don't want you to, you know, shy away from the show just because you don't like Kanye. We love Kanye.
Yeah.
But they will... 100% be, at the very least, one Kanye West, completely Kanye West dedicated episode, just because.
Every episode, his name will be mentioned, so
at least one.
So pretty much, so the reason why I love Kanye West, and I'll tell you about the other music that I love, but the reason why I started to like him, this is just a quick introduction to that, is because my cousin, actually, she told me to buy, she loved Kanye West, and I was like, who is this guy? I don't understand.
Who is this guy?
Who is this guy? And then, honestly, like, I heard, like, All Falls Down. I heard him say, I heard Stronger. I heard all of that. And I was like, okay, yeah, he's dope. But, all right. It's music. And Nelly was popping back in the day because also we're from that era.
Nelly was popping.
Nelly was popping. Ja Rule and Ashanti on every single track. They were popping, too. I don't understand why. But listen, like, so she said that 808s. Was coming out, 808 and Heartbreaks. I was like, okay, what is that? I'm going to buy it for you for Christmas. And so I bought it for her, put it in her stocking. But before I put it in her stocking, I took the CD out, ripped it onto my computer. And that was that. I was like, oh my God. Like, this is just wow. And that's where it started. So yeah, no, I love Kanye West. This is just favorite artist or like,
We'll talk about like personal like number one favorite real quick. Then we'll get into like other stuff. We'll like because I'll get my quick Kanye stories since we're doing Kanye stories. A big influence of like my music taste, especially in terms of rap, has like been my mom. Like my mom, you know, gave me all of my first like music suggestions. Like I listened to College Dropout because my mom told me to. I listened to Stillmatic by Nas, which is my favorite Nas album, because. Like I don't know how old I was. Was that 2001? I think Stillmatic came out, and so I don't know how old was that. Anyway, yeah. your mother should not be suggesting Nas albums to you at whatever age I was at the time. But sure enough, I listened to it, and like that's another story for a different show.
Definitely.
But I've always been a Kanye fan, like ever since like the College Dropout album. But. It's funny because I don't actually rank Late Registration as high like in my Kanye West. If we went through like all the like if we went through the seven, I feel like you probably rank it a little bit higher than I do. Yeah. Well, I mean, we'll talk about that later. I say that because it's funny. That was the album that made me realize like, wow, like this is I automatically knew Kanye was gonna be bigger than
he is a god.
Right, yeah, because it wasn't even tracks like Gold Digger or like you know Heard Him Say or anything like that. It was tracks like Gone with Cameron and Consequence. What? Like
Kanye's hardest verse, honestly, at the end of that, I agree.
No, like
that, I agree with myself.
That entire song, the Ray Charles sample, like that song is nuts. That's a next level song. Amazing. The Diamonds Are Forever remix with Jay-Z, like that's a crazy song. that album from front to back to front is borderline flawless, and it which is crazy because it's not, you know, I wouldn't put it in my top three or four Kanye West albums, but I can easily say that like that's the album that got me into Kanye West, which I think is pretty cool. So yeah, let's talk about other artists. Like,
yeah. Oh, definitely.
Yeah, first let's give the people your rappers, since that's probably what we'll be talking about.
My top five rappers.
Yeah,
five rappers.
No order. No one's
okay. No order.
Yeah, no one's checking.
Okay, well, number one, obviously, that's Kendrick Lamar right now, but that's a
different. No, yeah, this is obviously right now. We're not gonna
no, go but this is still, this is still.
Oh, like, this is all time?
This is just in general.
Oh, okay.
I'll just have to put him at number one. Everybody else can just fall into place.
Okay, that's fine.
Kanye's just chilling right now, so he's in the list, obviously.
Kanye's my favorite artist. I don't even consider
favorite him artist. A rapper. Yeah, rapper. Absolutely. Like, that's what Drake is trying to be.
He's just like trying to transcend. I mean, he already has kind of.
He said he was upset that he won the Grammys for Hotline Bling. Because he was like, that's not a rap song. Because
he doesn't rap a single word on that song. I mean, we're actually going to save that. That's actually a segment on the show. But God, that's probably bad that I feel like we forgot what we were talking about.
No, we didn't.
Oh, what were we
talking about? Top 5.
Oh, yeah.
But it wasn't top 5. Top 5, no order. Top five. So, Kendrick Lamar. I love Kendrick Lamar.
He's top 2, but he's not 2.
He's not 2. He's just a flawless individual. He spits truth. He spits facts. He spits about Compton. He spits about his home. He spits about life and living. And the buddy's only 5'5", just killing everybody in the game.
I didn't realize how short he was until the until the backseat freestyle video.
Oh, really?
When he was standing next to Shireen. Yeah. I was like, oh my God.
That's a little dude, man.
Yeah, he's a small guy.
But he
owns it.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, amazing.
He'll dog anybody in the game. No problem. Like, it's just not even a question.
No, yeah. I'm gonna just chime in and agree with you. Like, he's not my personal favorite rapper, but like, I can definitively say that he's the best rapper in the game right now.
Absolutely.
I got no problem with anyone saying that.
Yeah, no, absolutely. No, I completely agree with that as well. Top 5 artists right now, I think I would throw Vince Staples in there too, because
same.
Vince Staples is just an amazing
individual. Vince Staples is just a beast.
He's just a beast. He raps over rocks, like you
literally,
said to me.
Yeah. I mean,
rap over any single
beat. We'll shoot you the Twitter handles later, but like one time I tweeted that Vince Staples could rap over a pile of rocks rolling down a hill, because I'm pretty sure one of his beats like actually is that.
It's a factual statement.
He'll just
he can
eat,
rap over a waterfall.
Any beat alive.
And it's just,
it is dope.
His flow is just flawless. And I think, honestly, my connection to Vince Staples is because he has a gap in his teeth. And I do as well. Honestly, I do. But listen, like,
whatever works, man.
That's a connection.
That's how you connect.
That's why I started to like Tyler, the Creator, a little bit more. Because I was like, he's a little crazy. But you know what? He has a gap in his teeth. So I gotta hear him out. And he is a creative individual as well. I wouldn't put him in the top 5 because I don't know him like that. But
I mean,
like,
Tyler's in my top 5.
Yeah?
Oh, yeah.
All right. Artists, though. This is artists or
this
rappers?
This is, I mean, I thought we were talking about rappers. But we can
rappers.
Talk about
we can do
artists.
Rappers.
Okay.
Kendrick Lamar.
Ben Staples.
This is not top 5. Kendrick Lamar. This is not top 5.
Okay, just give us
Kendrick Lamar. Vince Staples. I love Gold Link. If you don't know who Gold Link is, Gold Link is amazing. He raps over. His voice just sounds incredible.
This is
he just spits. Kay Tronada produces a lot of his tracks, and that is an amazing producer as
also
well.
Also taken aback.
So that's 3.
I thought that was 4 that you said.
No. Kendrick, no.
Did you say Kendrick?
I didn't say Kay Tronada, though.
Kay
Tronada
is
the producer.
Okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, gotcha.
Kendrick, Gold Link, Vince Staples. Obviously, Kanye's in there. He's an automatic 5.
I mean,
automatically.
I don't want to waste a spot on Kanye.
I know what you mean by that.
You know what I mean?
Okay. As far as rappers, then, right now.
Yeah,
because
we're trying to like give him like a hint of our music taste, and we've talked about Kanye for 10 minutes. So, like, give me rappers 2 through 6.
2 through 6. I'm like, damn, who else raps?
Are you really like at a loss right now?
I'm really at a loss.
I'm surprised you haven't said Chance yet.
Oh, well, absolutely. Chance with the rapper.
Yeah,
Chance Bennett. Chance is an amazing
human
being.
You better hope he doesn't hear this.
He's going to hear it because he hears everything. Shout out Chance the Rapper. Chance the Rapper is an amazing human being. He's going to hear it. But listen, like, Chance is in there, so that's 4.
Okay.
So I got one more. I could throw Drake in there. Drake,
you going
Drake
in there?
Drake can be in there.
Okay. All right. So I'm going to go Vince Staples, Travis Scott, Young Thug, Kendrick Lamar, and what was that? Vince Staples, Travis Scott, Kendrick Lamar. So one more. Okay. Yeah.
It's hard.
ASAP Rocky.
ASAP Rocky.
I love ASAP Rocky. But yeah, that's probably like top five favorite rappers to like listen to. Like, like if we're talking like people who I'm constantly like checking for, constantly like have their music in my rotation, like whatever like their last project was, like at least one song from that project is like on almost any playlist I make, like after that project comes on. Yeah. But yeah, I mean, so let's talk about some not rap stuff because I feel like that's important.
Oh yeah, absolutely. Okay, so
it's like the full field. I mean, I already know who you're about to say first.
Do you know who I'm about to say first?
Yeah. I'm about to say Sanford.
Sanford is, listen, let me tell you about Sanford Sisse. An amazing, incredible, flawless. He speaks and he sings. Wow. You know who else does that? Beyonce Knowles. Oh, do you know who Beyonce Knowles is? Beyonce Knowles. You don't even know who
Beyonce
Knowles
is. Beyonce Knowles.
Listen, Sanford, you need to listen to Sanford. His last album, Process, which
was
his debut album, incredible. Every single song, incredible, immaculate, honestly, flawless.
The first listen through, I was already like, "Whoa, this is top five,
amazing,
2017."
Yeah,
like already,
absolutely. No, he comes from so much like pain. Like his mother died, his father died when he was young. His mother died 2 years ago. It's true.
Every single song, his approach. It's like it's so weird because. Mm-hmm. He has this very like delicate approach. Like you can tell that he's like a very like meticulous person, mm-hmm. but at the same time, you can like almost be overwhelmed with emotion.
Absolutely,
you know, like the parts and like the little details that he like picks out doesn't take away from the fact that it is like an emotional experience. It is like a piece of like his mind. It's giving you a piece of his heart, really.
Absolutely. But yeah. It's like reading a diary. Like you, like that's what
I feel like. Exactly. Literally, that's what the album was.
Just 100%. Insane.
So obviously we like Sanfa.
Sanfa's incredible.
Yeah.
I gotta throw Beyonce in there.
Obviously we gotta throw Beyonce is.
Beyonce, are you
kidding? I don't know how you feel, but like Beyonce, like is hip hop to me. Like I know she's like she transcends other things, but like for the culture, obviously.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, yeah, not even just her association with like Jay-Z, but she can spit on her own. Like probably Jay-Z writing those tracks, but honestly, whatever. Incredible.
God forbid your husband throws you a cyst on the track.
Like, come on.
Like she hasn't graced some of Jay-Z's tracks for literally no reason, just to save it.
Honestly. She was on Watch the Throne like twice. Why? But you know what? It's okay. That's not a problem.
Lift off.
Incredible.
I mean, that we'll talk about that.
But listen, Frank Ocean. Wow. That guy. Wow. Like, just an incredible human being, incredible artist, incredible voice. Blonde was amazing. Blonde was amazing. Endless was amazing. Amazing. Like, I first heard about him from listening to Novocaine. And I was like, okay, this is a pretty vulgar song, but you know what? This is a good ass song.
We probably shouldn't go into like backgrounds with every person.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It's just short. But I'm just saying, like, incredible artist. Kate Renata as a producer, honestly, incredible.
For sure.
Incredible. Like, incredible. And, okay, not even. They don't all have to be black. So listen, technically she is black. Do you know, if you haven't heard of Alabama Shakes,
you need to listen to them. Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Amazing. Brittany Howard, who I think the lead singer's
she
name
tears
is.
It down.
Amazing.
She tears
just incredible,
down.
Incredible, incredible.
Powerful voice.
Incredible. So that's a list for me there.
For me, like, I'm obviously going to reiterate a lot of the same stuff. Sanfa, Frank, huge. Huge Frank fan. Obviously, like Beyonce. I'm a big Riri fan. I get a lot of flack because I did like anti Moth Lemonade. But that could be a different discussion. Honestly, people have talked about that enough. We don't have to beat a horse. That's dead. There's clearly two sides of the fence on that one. I love Jhené Aiko. Just real cool R&B. I love her lyrics. I love her vibe. It's just really nice. Like,
Janae's fight.
Seven p.m. dusk music. It really sets the vibe. Ty Dolla $ign. I don't know if you consider him a rapper. I don't.
No, he's not a rapper.
But I mean, he's definitely hip hop. But I really love his vibe. Francis and the Lights. I know I'm just going. I'm shooting off in a lot of different directions right now, but I'm just going off the top of my head.
No, that's perfect.
Loved his last album and the album before. Bon Iver, absolutely obsessed with all of that stuff because Justin Vernon is the man who could like always links up with Kanye. I would assume that's how you got into Bon Iver too.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Monster.
Yeah, Monster.
That was how I heard.
And
from Yeezus.
Yeah, Yeezus. I'm in it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Oh my god. His lyrics on "I'm in it." I didn't even look up what the lyrics were until like a year after. I don't remember what they are because I can't understand them. But it sounds beautiful. It sounds absolutely beautiful.
Bonner, yeah, amazing.
Who else? We're just going. Yeah, just doing. VXX. I love VXX. Their last album, I See You, was really dope. I think that was their third album.
It took me the longest time to know that Jamie XX was a part of the XX, and that blew my mind. I was like, wait, I'm dumb. Like, I'm dumb. But because he's a completely different like track than they are in terms of the music that they make, but he is the XX. So I was like, oh, wow, that's cool.
James Blake.
I'm disrespectful. No, and I was actually tripping.
Yeah,
He said Bon Iver, and I was like, how did I not say James Blake?
We're just going on a tangent about this. Is like Casey Hill. I've tweeted at Pusha T so many times to let her or like push that album forward because I want a full Casey Hill album so bad. Her blue EP was so dope. The internet,
absolutely. It's just Sid now. The internet's basically done. Sid just popping, but the internet is amazing.
This is super random, but I have to amend the statement I said earlier when we were doing top five. I put ASAP Rocky in five, but I meant to put Tyler the Creator in five.
Yeah, you did say that.
And then Rocky six.
Okay.
Because they interchange. It depends whichever one talked last in their last Instagram video. Because they don't leave each other alone. Honestly, SZA. Do you like SZA?
I do like SZA, but I feel like, listen to this.
What's up? Okay.
She was on Anti. On the first track on Anti. What's the name of the song?
I thought she was on James Jones. No. You're right. What is the first track? I got it.
All right, but listen, basically what I'm saying is she was on that first track. And I was like, okay, yeah, SZA is amazing. She can
consideration.
She
yeah, yeah.
Consideration.
Yeah, James Joyce number two.
Yeah. Beautiful, amazing. SZA's amazing. She can sing. But now I listen to every SZA song and I'm like, wait, this is just consideration. Like, I feel like Rihanna feel probably like ruined her for me.
Oh, you think she has to like.
Has a very.
She kind of like got pigeonholed into a sound or something?
Yeah.
Okay.
Her voice is very specific. Like, that Drew Barrymore joint that she has was amazing. But at the same time, I'm like, this is consideration part two. And at the same time, it's completely different songs.
No, I get what you're saying.
Yeah.
You would like to hear something like a little more out of the box compared to that stuff.
Just, there was a video that I watched with her and Drom singing. Mm-hmm. And she was just like, it was just like flawless. Yeah. We have to find that video, but she...
So you want to see range. You just want
to
see
range. I want to see range.
Before you can say,
and something
I'm a
different
big SZA
than,
fan.
Yeah. Because
okay,
I know she
can sing.
I watched her sing.
I get that, yeah.
But
yeah. I kind of felt the same way about Janae Aiko.
Mm-hmm.
And then that 2088 project with Big Sean.
Sure.
I was like, wow.
Yeah.
This was like, even she said it in an interview. They were talking about her, or talking to her, I should say. And they said, this music is, you know, a lot happier, a lot, you know, you seem like to be in a better place. And she said, you know, like Sean has helped a lot in my writing process, like the vibes, like they get together, like write music. It's like very, very positive, very genuine. So it was really cool to see her, like, you know, she can do like, you know, the kind of dark, kind of emotional stuff. She can do like the happy relationship stuff. And she's even going into like this kind of sexual stuff now with that Maniac track. That's a pretty straightforward track. But like I said, like she's like the same thing we're talking about with SZA is like, you know, that's how Janae Aiko is
yeah. Hopefully SZA's album comes out though. Like,
yeah, I mean, Top Dog be playing games over there. Maybe holding albums back, delaying, dropping without any word. But like, I mean, they obviously do good work over there. Kendrick, Schoolboy.
Oh, absolutely.
Isaiah Rashad.
Absolutely. Whose album was amazing.
Oh, yes, sure. That was a great album. I mean, I actually feel bad because I got into the album kind of late. You're talking about Sun Siren.
Yeah.
I initially listened to it and I was like, oh, this is dope. Like, but I wasn't thinking like, oh, this is like, you know, super crazy. And I actually listened to it like maybe a month ago, 2 months ago. And I was like, oh, this is.
2 months ago?
Yeah.
Wow. Yeah, you did get into it.
No, I was super late. Because I liked it initially, I didn't realize how good it was. Exactly. Like, the initial listen was like, oh, this is good. Moving on. So let's actually get back into the... This actually is a great transition into our next topic. Wow, is that how podcasts work? You just talk? Because we believe it or not, we have an agenda. So into the next agenda topic, where we actually want to talk about the new Kendrick Lamar song, Heart Part 4. Out of nowhere, he did the whole thing where he cleared his Instagram, dropped the cover art, and then let us salivate in suspense until midnight. And then he put out the track, and honestly, I don't think he disappointed in the slightest. Honestly, I wasn't expecting anything, and I got way more than I bargained for.
I was expecting something like Untitled or Master, something like To Pimp a Butterfly, something along those lines, but no, Kendrick Lamar.
I mean, like, I guess, we'll have to talk about this because we have different stances on To Pimp a Butterfly, but that's obviously a different conversation for a different day. But I'm glad that
he took a different path.
Yes.
Yeah, no, that's pretty much what I was saying there. It's like, he spit over like five different beats.
Yeah, it was
incredible.
It was absurd.
The flow just switched up so swiftly. He said, "Don't tell a lie on me. I won't tell the truth." But like, who? Wow, that's how you start a song.
No, that's a vibe. That's a vibe.
Smooth, and then he just snaps. It's done. I don't know if he's talking about Big Sean. He probably is.
Someone was saying he was doing that Drake.
I don't think it's Drake though.
You think it's Big Sean, but not Drake?
I saw the reasons as to why it was Big Sean.
Big Sean thinks his versatile control is better than Kendrick's? You think that's the reason?
No, that's not the reason. There was a video.
Yeah, okay, Big Sean went on the Breakfast Club,
Control.
He was like, I think you watched
yours.
Charlamagne was like, what are you talking about?
Yeah. No, that was funny. Yeah, but it was really funny. It could be after Sean. It would make sense. I mean, also it could be after Drake because he did mention that Jay-Z line at the end.
I just don't know what the rationale would be on Sean. Just because Sean had the spot for a minute. Because people were saying Sean had the spot for a minute, I guess. Mm-hmm. That's fair. I get that. That's perfectly fair. Because even I was saying like, oh, yeah, Sean got the juice right now.
Like, but it's gone. Like,
oh, well, 100%.
But at the same time, albums came out exactly.
It's March, and Migos came out a week before him. Then Future dropped two albums after him.
True.
And then Drake dropped. And now Kendrick dropped this single, which, you know, it's...
Yeah. It's not fair that everybody...
But the thing is, but I do feel like he's still going to get, like, award recognition and like nominations and stuff like that.
I don't think so.
You don't think the Big Sean album is going to get any type of acknowledgement?
I don't think so.
Okay. You don't think he's going to get like a Grammy nomination?
No.
You don't think he's going to get a Grammy nomination for that album?
No.
Okay.
Listen, you're going to hear this a year from now. I'm telling you, I don't think so.
Okay. Not one. He's not even going to get. He's not going to get.
DJ Khaled got a nomination.
You're saying Bounce Back isn't going to be nominated for a single? For best rap song. Oh wow, okay.
I don't think so.
Wow.
Unless it's like best rap something.
Yeah,
I could see that.
Dude,
but not best album. No, not for sure. Okay, but Drake is Drake.
I guess that's a bad argument. What I'm saying is, I feel like we talked about this before and we'll have a Grammy talk later. But I feel like you are too personal when it comes to your Grammy nomination predictions. I feel like you don't think about, not think about, I feel like you're not thinking as the average American individual watching Grammy nominations. You understand what I'm saying?
I think the reason why I don't think, I could see like Bounce Back getting nominated for a Grammy, but at the same time, he's not going to win.
I mean, obviously not gonna win.
Yeah, no, pretty much what I'm saying by that is, like, I think that there's a lot better songs that are probably in the making that will take his spot.
I guess what I'm saying is there's a window of time where you can obviously be nominated for a Grammy.
Yeah,
he's obviously September. Right, he's obviously in that window.
In that window, for sure.
Not only was he in that window, when he was in that window, he dominated that segment of time. Will we agree on that?
For the 2 weeks?
I would say, no. I would say from I don't want to say, like, from the release of Bounce Back.
Yeah.
But let's say Big Sean was definitely popping more than he was ever popping from Bounce Back up until the release of his album. Outside of maybe I Don't Fuck With You.
Yeah. No, yeah, absolutely. Okay. No Grammy nomination. I'll see it coming.
Dude, I'll bet you any amount of money that he'll get a Grammy nomination.
All right. Ever since they wanted to be disrespectful to Pablo, I'm done with the Grammys.
But that's another Grammy. Grammys are still trash, but unfortunately, you still have to use it as a benchmark because, you know, we don't have anything else that, you know, the average person can relate to.
I say Kendrick is going to release whatever he releases, because that's what we were talking about, the Hard Part 4.
An
amazing song, because he just went off, and I don't know who, like, heard him, but
okay, well, not keep well, hurting not, him. So since we're talking since we're talking about, like, potential Grammy nomination, what are you expecting from the Kendrick album? Like, what do you...
That's another thing. Kendrick already came out and said this album, like, there's a lot going on in the world that's... So he wants to relate it to that. He was going to talk about women. He's going to talk about black culture, obviously. He's probably going to mention the word Compton. He's going to get political multiple times. But this is Kendrick Lamar. That's what he does, and it's not a problem. I think he's going to take a different path than Butterfly, for sure.
Thank God.
I think he's going to take a different path. I think that was an amazing album. It's definitely the album of 2015. But I think he is going to take a different path. He's going to have a different sound. There will be some songs that do sound similar to that, because that's Kendrick Lamar. He is kind of crazy. Yeah. He's kind of wild in his sound.
Yeah, he's always had that jazz influence to some of his songs and to his persona. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah. And then so I think that's pretty much just going to be the case as to what we're expecting from that album. And apparently it's very soon. What do you say, April 7th?
Yeah, that was on the track.
Part 4?
Yeah.
Yeah, he says you have about 2 weeks to...
Yeah, that's not enough time to make
to get prepared.
Yeah.
And so...
Yeah, I'm going to have to... I got to cleanse my brain. I got to keep listening to More Life until I'm just... completely empty of nothing but happy thoughts, so Kendrick can drag me back down, to earth.
Yeah.
Speaking of Kendrick, speaking of Grammys, I feel like we can't mention the Grammys without mentioning Drake, mentioning More Life, mentioning Views, that whole thing. I mean, okay, let's just hop in and say. How do you feel about Views? Let's just get this out of the way.
All right, so I listened to Views first, and I was like when it came out, I listened to it on the radio show. It came out,
and I was like,
that's what I was saying. And then like I listened to it, and I was expecting like something to be popping. Like he came out of 2015 with two album releases. One was a mixtape that he sold on iTunes for $12.99, but that's a different story. And one was his collab album with Future. And I was like, okay, wow, Drake is really like spitting. He's taking a different path than he has before. He's not as emotional. And then like, which is not a problem, but Views came out and I was like, Drake, what is this? Like you had a really big year and you released this hot trash. And like, like, okay, there are some songs on there that are good, that flow.
One Dance is going to be played for probably the rest of time.
Yeah, that's a song.
There's nothing we can do about it.
He messed up by taking the throwing off of Pop Style.
That wasn't his fault.
That wasn't his fault, but it was his fault.
Drake way of it being his fault,
it was his fault.
Yeah,
Controller is a bop that will forever be a bop. I'm Jamaican, like I said, so that's the song.
I mean, I personally like Controller more than One Dance.
Yeah, absolutely. Like, yeah, absolutely. Sure. And then you just randomly throw on Beanie Man on there. Like, come on now. That's amazing. But I'd like maybe five songs on that album.
Exactly. out of the 18.
So like, I thought I liked Weston Road Flows. I haven't heard that song since I was.
Honestly, like, let's just like wrap it up. And like, what was your biggest gripe with Views? Was it
the? There was a lot of hype.
Yeah,
but he was sitting on top of like the Seattle or whatever tower it was in Toronto, like acting like he was a god. But no, you're not a god, yes. Drake. Yeah, so that was my biggest thing. If you're gonna hype something up, because you're Drake, you're gonna have hype behind your name. But if you're gonna come out, you gotta come out.
No, I definitely like,
wow, yeah.
This I definitely out. Feel you with the hype because I mean I've never been the biggest Drake fan, but. Like you said, when he had that stint, if you're reading this too late mixtape, and then the one What a Time to Be Alive collab with Future, I was like, oh, like
yeah.
Like let's go, like I'm about,
yeah.
I was 100% ready to go,
absolutely.
And I don't know if he intentionally did that to like get it out of his system so he could like prep up for Views.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
But. Obviously, I mean, not obviously it backfired because it's like quadruple platinum right now. So, I mean, it worked in his favor, obviously.
That's a Drake effect, though.
Anything, that is a Drake effect.
That man could put out anything.
Hot garbage. Literally put out hot garbage.
Anything. But
back to better
exactly.
News, he completely redeemed himself. I would say tenfold. I went from saying, oh, I don't know if I'm listening to Drake ever again. To listen to this album pretty much nonstop since it's come out. Would you agree? The More Life album.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. This is, and I was actually telling you to.
No,
is,
yeah, yeah.
Hey,
yeah,
like,
yeah. Tell
I listen to, when I like an album, I'll keep listening to that album for a really long time.
Same.
When The Life of Pablo came out, outside of me being Kanye, this is even a better conversation. When The Life of Pablo came out, I kept on listening to it for forever. I still listen to it like as a new album, like every day. When Yeezus came out, that actually came out on my birthday in 2013. And I was like, what is this? I'm confused. I've never listened to this again. Kanye's tripping. And then now I'm like, okay, Yeezus is amazing. I understand.
No, yeah,
I understand the message.
I kept listening to Yeezus like, I want to learn. Like,
yeah.
Because I mean, Kanye, I was literally like, yo, Kanye put it out. It must be hot. I'm figure out what's hot.
I at the time, I was like, nah, like, okay, Bound 2 was popping. But, okay,
yeah.
Kim K in the video. That's
love,
nice. But nah.
I love that.
Now I'm like, wow, this, yup, you are... the God. But back to Drake. So, More Life, that album came out. I have not stopped listening to More Life since it came out. And I was like, wow, Drake, you did it. Like, I'm a fan again. Like, I am a fan. Good job. That's it.
I'm just gonna ditto that for the sake of time. So, obviously, one of the biggest talking points about More Life is... the fact that it's not an album,
yeah.
Per se, it's a playlist, quotation, like, open quote, end quote. So there's, like, a lot of tracks, 22 tracks. I'm assuming you obviously have favorite tracks. Like, what are your...
Favorite tracks.
What are your biggest takeaways from the playlist?
I play Get It Together. I wake up to Get It Together. I'm in the shower. I'm dancing to Get It Together. Georgia Smith, the most beautiful woman alive right now. listen, like, it's an amazing song. The beat, the just iconic.
Oh my
that
God.
Song,
iconic.
Iconic.
It's a great song.
It's a great song.
It's
iconic. Portland. I didn't even know recorders were popping again, but they're popping and they are back with a vengeance and just iconic. Again,
yeah, I've been about flutes since that Big Amount track, the 2 Chainz Drake song. You've never heard the song?
No.
Oh my God, dude.
Maybe I have.
You've definitely heard this.
Maybe.
Song. I'll show you later. You know what I'm talking about.
Portland, amazing song. I actually really like Sacrifices. You told me you didn't really like Sacrifices that much. I think I like it so much because Young Thug is speaking English, and that's my my trouble with Young Thug. He kind of just floats on a beat, and that's just Young Thug's thing. But I like knowing what people are saying. Maybe that's just me being from up north.
Well, I'm a Young Thug translator at this point. I love his music. I love his style, and I don't dislike Sacrifices because he, you know, is speaking clearer. I just like it because, I don't know, it just kind of feels, it almost feels lazy. Like, the beat feels kind of lazy. Like, I don't know if Young Thug's verse feels lazy because it is more tame.
So,
you know, like, so.
He's enunciating.
Focused and, like, centered. He's enunciating, yeah. That's a good point. I don't know why it feels boring to me, but, like, it just doesn't, like. You see Sacrifices, Drake featuring 2 Chainz, Young Thug, you're about to think, you know.
Wow.
Oh, we're about to go in.
This is a track.
But it just doesn't do that for me. Like, okay. Not even close.
I love that song, so.
Okay.
That's the difference there. Glow. Obviously. When I saw, I didn't even see the track list yet because I was listening to it when it was on Apple Music, like on the OVO, OVO sound, like in my car driving, like on a long drive, and I heard Glow come on, and I was like, wait, I was like, Dad, like I was freaking out. I was like, wow, and then, like, you knew it was a Kanye track outside of the production in the second half of that song. I was like, okay, that's a joint. I wasn't even disappointed Fake Love was on there. I was like, okay.
And then, yeah, I thought it was fine. I was kind of disappointed that Sneaking wasn't on there, if we're being honest.
I could see that. I wasn't disappointed that Sneaking wasn't on there.
If you're going to do, you know, 22 tracks, might as well
you
do,
might as well
do 23, there. The one featuring 21 Savage. Like, I don't know.
I could see
put
that.
Put it in track 21, since you got 23
tracks. Ice Melts is really good. Just a really good album. There were some songs on there that I was like, okay, we don't need this. But at the same time, I was like, you know what? This is a good album. Like, I really, or playlist or whatever Drake wants to call it. But it was really good. I was impressed.
Yeah, I mean, I feel like it's just funny because those weren't the songs I thought you were going to name.
Galchester was the number one song you
thought.
Galchester is a good song.
That song is just dumb hard. Oh my God. Like, literally, any speaker system you got, like if you're playing it from your iPhone, your case will start rattling. That song just goes.
Yeah.
KMT. I love that Gigs. Song. Gigs. Thanks Drake.
Wow.
Completely put me on to Gigs. I listened to the Gigs' last album. I forget what it's called. I think it's called Landlord. It's called Landlord. Great track. I mean, a great album. We'll talk about UK rap and that whole big debate. Some other point, because I'm sure you've been seeing like the Twitter hate. On the TL over the British rappers.
Skepta, Giggs,
Stormzy,
that whole crew.
Yeah,
which is they're interesting, but you know what? I don't hate them. Like,
dude, I'd rather listen to, like, I saw a tweet and it was pretty much saying like, you'd rather listen to like Lil Uzi Vert than like this, and I was like, that's a great point.
You know what? Yeah,
I would.
No.
I'd rather listen to Gigs than Lil. Yeah, it's not even a question.
Yeah.
But yeah, you're back to the tracks that I was digging. Glow, obviously. Portland, obviously. And Teenage Fever. I really like Teenage Fever.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, I really like that song. That J-Lo sample alone.
True.
That is just.
Yeah. No, that's a good.
I'm about maybe 5 or 6 listens away to just going back and listening to like a full J-Lo album.
Apparently, J-Lo was supposed to be on Get It Together.
Ooh.
Yeah. And then, yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah. So Drake is a savage for that one. And he sampled a J-Lo song. And is that J-Lo singing?
No. On the sample?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Is it?
No, yes. It's just like slowed down and, yeah.
I thought it was just somebody singing over.
That's
but that makes sense.
That's
that
the J-Lo sample.
Yeah. That makes sense.
What else? I mean, those are pretty much my big ones. I want to talk to you about the production because we talked about our favorite tracks. We obviously had different tracks. There's obviously a lot of tracks.
Yeah.
The soundscape of this is massive.
Incredible.
It's
incredible. 40, pretty much, whatever they're doing over at OVO is just they need to keep doing it.
There's pretty much every kind of rap song on this album. Literally every single kind.
Mm-hmm. Drake is from everywhere on this album.
Exactly. And
that's
it's,
okay.
It's so funny because obviously that's something that a lot
people
hate. I mean, I hate on Drake for. I mean, I hate on Drake for that too because I do feel like it's not very genuine. But honestly, because before I thought he was just like kind of doing it,
just riding everybody,
just riding the wave.
Yeah.
But it does kind of feel like he's synthesizing.
But I heard the
cultural influences.
Yeah, that's a real Toronto thing.
Exactly, and
that's what I heard. I was about to make it out there. Yeah, exactly. Yeah,
you're absolutely right.
Because yeah, I follow a lot of Toronto like either artists or like YouTubers or anything like that.
Because like I'm gonna real, like, well, because I'm gonna sound like completely ignorant right now, but I really didn't realize how similar they were. I mean, Toronto's pretty much just like night is a clean New York.
Yeah, no, it is. Yeah. It is.
It's just a real
yeah, no, it really is. Like, yeah, Toronto's nice. I have a lot of family in Toronto as well, in Canada.
Oh yeah,
and yeah, and so
But no, they got great music coming out of Toronto. Like, yeah, I love that vibe. Like a lot of people say, like, oh, you know, it just kind of sounds like OPO sound. Like they kind of have like that same wave. I mean, which is hilarious because I feel like these are the same people that, you know, listen to every Future album back to back. Don't get me wrong, I like Future too, but like, you know, if you can listen to 8 Future songs at the same time, you can listen to like 8 different rappers from Toronto. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah. No, but listen, like, yeah, I don't have a problem with that whole Drake being from different, having a different sound, like wanting to be British one day, wanting to be Jamaican one day, wanting to be Dominican one day. Like, that's okay, Drake, do your thing. It's okay. Yeah, and maybe that is just a Toronto thing. Like,
he has matured, and I do feel like it culminated into something special. Like, a lot of people are saying, like, oh, we just do, like, some tracks together, and sure, that could be the case.
Yeah.
But the... Just the approach alone was impressive in my
yeah opinion. No, absolutely
just the attempt, I guess,
it's more like a respect at this point.
Yeah, exactly. I really
Georgia Smith, that's a British artist.
Right, no, he linked up,
definitely.
It was dope.
And so yeah, no, it's no, that's something that I can appreciate for sure.
So is this your favorite Drake album?
I think so. Yeah. I think so, honestly.
Yeah, better than Take Care?
Take Care. See, that's crazy to think about because I do like
Right, because, like, any other... I mean, because I feel like that's the... Not only is it the go-to, I don't know what the other answer would be. Like, what... You know what I mean? Like, I feel like all those other albums definitely fall short of expectation.
Yeah, I feel like Take Care probably just cemented Drake as, like, okay, well...
He's gonna be
we
here.
We gotta pay. Yeah, he'll be here for a while.
He's gonna be here for a while.
Crew Love was on the radio for a long time.
Crew Love's on the radio for a while.
I don't like The Weeknd. That's a side note. But Crew, I was like, wow, okay, no, I love this song.
No, yeah, it's amazing.
Take Care. Come on, Take Care. Rihanna, that's an amazing song. Marvin's Room.
I mean, I'm almost tempted to go. Nah, I don't even know what time we're at now.
Well, okay, whatever.
Yeah, sure. Because I was going to say, well, no, we shouldn't even... If we went, like, almost track for track, like, between Take... Because Take Care is, what, 18 tracks? And then more like...
20.
Take Care is 20 tracks? Like, with interludes and stuff?
The motto. Yeah, Take Care has a lot.
Oh, damn.
Yeah.
I thought it's funny, because I thought it had, like, 17 or 18, but I guess the fact that it has 20...
18 is 2 bonus tracks.
Oh, okay.
But
yeah, so let's go to the top. Yeah, what's the first track on
Take Care?
Yeah,
Over My Dead Body.
Ooh. Then was it Shots For Me?
Yeah,
and then Headlines.
Take Care is really like
that's what I'm
album.
Saying. It's solid.
It is.
Like it's so funny because almost every song on there I didn't like at some point, but ended up liking.
I know what you mean.
Like We'll Be Fine. I thought that was the most annoying song on the face of the earth. But now it's just like a catchy song that I just can't listen to without that. But nah, yeah, we're not going to go track for track because that'll take too long. Let's just, yeah, so we're obviously not going to review every single album that comes out, especially like every rap album, because that's a lot. But because this was... A major release, and we have talked about it for, you know, an extended period of time.
Yeah.
For a good reason. Let's give it a score. Like, give it a score out of 10. Give me your best.
I think
best
when I heard it, I was like, wow, this is an 11.
Yeah. Give me your black pitchfork impression.
My
black people pitchfork.
All right. Black pitchfork. Wasn't Kanye the one that said?
Oh my god! So Pitchfork, they gave him a 9 out of 10. And they were like,
what? "That's a 30 out of 10." And you know what, Kanye? I agree.
He's right. You know, he's not wrong.
He's right. But that's a 30 out of 10. I was like, "You're right."
It's so funny.
But yeah, no, Pitchfork is real though, because I saw they gave that Ed Sheeran album.
We'll talk.
Wild. But
if you guys haven't read the Pitchfork review for the new Ed Sheeran album, the Division album, please read it. Wow. It is probably one of the funniest things I've ever read related to music, really.
Yeah.
Because what they scored? 2.8?
I thought it was 2.3.
Oh, so it was bad.
Something real disrespectful.
The 2 point something, which is...
I didn't even know they even made it. Funny
because like I'm not a big Ed Sheeran fan. I don't really like, you know...
I don't go out of my way to find
Right, exactly.
It just happens to be.
It's like public domain.
Yeah.
So when I saw that they reviewed it so poorly, I was like, "Oh my god, what's the deal?" Then I read the review, and it almost sounded like personal malice.
Yeah, they really like
they just.
It was a girl who wrote a woman who wrote the review. Like I'm pretty sure. So I mean, I'm pretty sure, unless I'm tripping, but it was pretty much disgusting.
You're right. Because her insight on it was definitely a take. I wasn't even thinking about the approach. I want to give too much away to you guys. I think you should go read it for comedic value alone. But definitely go check that out. The Drake score.
As far as More Life, I would give it, as far as a solid album with like tracks and different vibes and just differences, I would give it a 10.
Wow. Okay.
I would give it a 10. For a Drake album, I would give it a 10.
Great. Yeah.
Yeah, as far as an album, I'd probably give it like a 9. I could see a solid 9. I could see a 9.
I'm very much the Russian drudge. I would give it an 8.4.
Okay.
8.4.
I would give it a 9 out of 10.
Yeah.
That's what I would do.
And this is like, honestly, I do this thing where either I really like something at first and then end up not liking it, or not really care about something at first and then...
I'm the same way.
Yeah, I mean, because like the...
My opinion might change much.
Yeah, so I mean, it's going to be 8.4 now, might drop to 7.9, might jump back up to 8.2. But right now it's 8.4.
Yeah.
So this actually leads us... I know we've been talking about Drake a lot. We talked about Big Sean earlier, and I know you guys heard the Big Sean hate that my man's his was spewing. So I haven't told Jordan about this, but this is actually something that I want to do every show. We're gonna play a game. I'm gonna ask you questions. You're gonna give me answers. The game's gonna change every week. It's not gonna be like a set thing. But we will play a game, and this game is called Big Sean or Drake. I'm gonna say a line, and you gotta tell me if it's a Drake line or Big Sean.
Big Sean's my corny, sorry. It's easy. Drake is also corny, so
because when we have our conversations, I literally ask you, like, what's the difference between Drake and Big Sean? And besides, Big Sean's a more technically gifted rapper.
Yeah, no, absolutely.
Yeah. I guess that's my point. So anyways, first line. Bitch, I'm sexy as fuck. You ain't even got to tell me. I ride around the park. I fuck my girl to R. Kelly.
Wow. And it's either Drake or Big Sean?
Big Sean or Drake. Who is it?
I don't think Drake's that aggressive. It got to be Big Sean.
I don't know, man. That if you were reading this Too Late album.
So what was it? I say Big Sean.
It is Big Sean.
It is Big Sean.
It was Big Sean.
Wow.
See, it's not easy. all right, next one.
All right.
I don't mean to sound like the jealous type, but you ought to know.
That's Drake.
I think me and you should get together sometimes on the low. Sometimes I wonder if you even know how much you're worth. I gotta know.
That's Drake?
That's Big Sean.
That's Big Sean?
Yep.
Wow. I just heard jealous and I assumed it was Drake.
That's jump out the window off of.
Okay.
Yep.
Wow.
There you go. All right, next one. Cap on, brim, bent, Denzel every time.
Yeah, that's gotta be Drake.
Yes, that's Drake.
Yeah.
All right, next one. 2 a.m. and my mind is on you. 4 a.m. and it still hasn't moved. Hit me to tell you to get off at 10. Come here and I'll make sure you get off again.
These times makes me want to think it's Drake, but Drake likes to do a geotag.
Yes, it is Drake. It is Drake. Okay. It was funny because when I was making these questions and I read over this last one, I was like, oh, damn, the time. The time was a dead giveaway. All right, last one. I forgot to write this one down.
All right.
So I got a... Okay. Rondo, green got cheese like a nacho. If you don't got no ass, bitch, wear a poncho.
Is that Big Sean?
No.
That's Drake?
It's actually a trick question. That is a Tiger lyric from Rack City.
I knew it. Like, that didn't sound like any of them. No, I was like, that's definitely not Drake. So.
Yeah, I just wanted to show everyone the difference.
There's a lot of...
I like how you said Big Sean first. I was like, that's probably the no ass wear a poncho. I actually could see Big Sean saying wear a poncho. But yeah, that's a bad line. Cringe worthy. For sure.
As a human being.
Speaking of bad things.
Nice.
What are some of your favorite albums so far?
This year?
Yeah. Yeah, we're coming down. We're about to wrap up. So we just want to do a quick... it's actually pretty convenient because we're, you know, about to come into April. So the first quarter of the year is officially in the books. So you got like a first
quarter. Is this like 2017 year? Or is this like after the Grammys release from
January until March. I mean, until now, I should say. Like, who... I mean, I guess, like, honestly, yeah. Let's not go with albums. Who has made a
who's winning so far?
Yes, let's go with that. That's probably a better question. Who has left the biggest impression on you? Maybe outside of Drake, since he has.
Yeah, juice, I was automatically right going to refer to Drake.
Or maybe what's impressed you the most so far? Like, who has, or if there's like a product that impressed you. Or maybe just something that, I'm sorry, I'm trying to, this was probably our least developed question on the agenda, obviously. I'm trying to find the perfect way to word this so you kind of get the gist of what I'm asking.
Sampha.
The Sampha album?
Yes.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. I think so. As far as, just as an artist, that was his debut album and it was just amazing. He's releasing a film on Apple Music for it.
Okay.
Which is, and so yeah, Sampha album was just really amazing.
I think that's a great pick. Well, because I was going to say, we should do albums that have come out that we think people should listen to. Or like, you know.
Listen to process.
Yeah, yeah.
Absolutely.
100%.
Yeah.
For your soul.
Absolutely.
For your soul, listen to process, the Sampha album, for sure.
If you're sad, listen to process. If you're happy, if you just want to hear somebody that can sing, listen to process.
Listen to process.
Yeah.
I'm gonna go in a different direction since I feel like we've been having a lot of in-depth conversations about like really kind of heavy music outside of the more live conversation. I'm gonna go with the PNB Rock album, Going Through the Motions.
True.
I am low-key obsessed with this album. Probably the first 8 songs I listen to straight through all the time. Just because they're bangers. I don't know if you guys like know who PNB Rock is, but he's out of, pretty sure he's from Philly. But he's kind of like a singer, rapper. I would say he's definitely in like a Ty Dolla $ign kind of lane.
Okay.
But more East Coast. I would say he's more Southern influenced, but you know what I mean.
Yeah.
Just not as West Coast as Ty Dolla $ign. Like,
yeah.
He's not rapping over like DJ Mustard beats. Actually, that's a lot because he does have a song. If you guys don't listen to any song off the album, listen to "Playin' No Mo" with A Boogie and Quavo. Great, great song. Great song. You'll definitely get a gist of PNB Rock almost immediately. And again, his album was Going Through the Motions. Great, great album. Oh, I should stop. Bangs. There's bangs.
Sure, I gotta listen to the album too.
Yeah, for sure. So next week, we're gonna meet again, same time, maybe the same place. We're not sure yet. This was the first episode of the first show. And we had to walk around for like a half hour to find a place to sit down for this. So if it's that stressful, then it might be a little later. But yeah, did anything you want to say to wrap up? How do you think we did?
I think this was dope. First attempt.
To be honest, I'm still slightly in shock from the Kendrick Lamar song.
Oh, absolutely.
Yeah, because I mean, initially we came in and wanted to talk about
more life,
and then kind of go into some other stuff from there. But obviously, when Kendrick Lamar drops a song, you kind of gotta address that as soon as possible. But yeah, we'll be doing this, talking about who's someone dropping tonight.
Gold Link album.
I
think it's called At What Cost. It's a good album.
The Mike Will album.
Mike Will came out.
That I haven't listened to yet. Someone else came out.
There's a Tuxedo. I don't know if you guys know who Tuxedo is, but Tuxedo came out, and it's pretty much what Bruno Mars is trying to be. Which is a diss. I like Bruno Mars. Tuxedo, you gotta listen to him. Tuxedo 2.
Because, I mean, I would like Bruno Mars if it was just better, if that makes sense. anyways, that's a different conversation for a different day. But yeah, I got nothing else. You got anything else?
Nah.
All right.
I think we're good?
Yep, that's about it. Well, like we said, we'll see you guys next week. Same time, same place. All right.
Later, guys.
Peace.